This week in our Small Business Spotlight, we've got a story about commercial and residential painting company Peterson Painting. This family-owned company continues to have massive growth, and owner Kerry Peterson tells us it's the company values that make it all work. And it's a message so many small businesses can learn from. Peterson Painting in our Small Business Spotlight. Inside on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. No matter the age, you and your family can learn about the real possibilities offered by AARP. Voter information, to attacking fraud, to helping build livable communities for people of every age. Learn more. Google AARP Iowa.
Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com, and the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses, iowabusinessjournals.com.
It is the Business News Hour, and one of the things we like to do on a regular basis is something we call a Small Business Spotlight. And today we're going to be talking about the commercial and residential painting business with Kerry Peterson of Peterson Painting. Wow. We can pop the peas on all that, can't we?
We sure can, Michael.
Good to see you, and welcome to the News Hour.
Thank you.
You have an interesting story. You really do. And I want to get into that a little bit. This is a family operation that you've put together. Your father was in the painting business, but not necessarily did either one of you start out down that trail, right?
That's correct. Our story is my dad grew up on 45th Street in Des Moines and was the first in his family to go to college, but he had no way to pay for that. So he decided that he was going to try some painting. He had learned that from his uncle, who did some rental houses through a gentleman at church. And so he really excelled in that area. He paid for his entire 4 years of college at Drake University by painting through the summers.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was very interested in pursuing that. And after college, the story goes,
he went to school to be what?
He went to school in business.
Yeah.
And he liked marketing, and he wasn't sure where that could take him, but he got some job interviews in Chicago and didn't see himself in the bowels of some office
right.
building. So we thought, well, let's try this. And he had dated my mom for all through college, and he decided he was going to go for it with her support. They got married out of college and had identical twin boys, and I'm the oldest of those twins.
Mm. By how many minutes?
Five.
All right.
It's not as much of a question nowadays, but because they're almost all taken through C-section.
Sure.
But we all grew up painting for my father. We had a third brother that came along, and he was 10 years younger, and so he painted his way through high school as well, and a couple years of medical school. And so it's just a business that...
It's really evolved, hasn't it?
It sure has, and it's developed significantly since I've been in it, since March of 93. And we have really loved to see, as we reflect back on our family's history, how people have changed, how our business has adapted. It's really been interesting to reflect back on that. So it's really an interesting story.
I think so. You know, and you yourself, had you planned all along to enter the family business?
I hadn't. I went to college. What are you going to study, Kerry? I don't know. Let's try business. My dad
sure,
did that.
Yeah.
Sure, let's try it. So we placed that spike in the ground and attacked. And I ended up with a business degree out of UNI. And at that time, my dad had an opportunity working with Sears as a licensed contractor. They were very interested in Sears Corporation in pursuing some home services, and that would mean that contractors would pay them a percentage of their sales, and for that, we could use the Sears name and charge cards.
Mm.
And so my dad said, are you interested in that? Sure.
Why not?
So I... 22 years old, didn't know what I was going to do, and I thought, wow, let's try this. So I did all the work myself. I painted in the field. I gave all the estimates. I did all the billing. I went to the paint store. I did it all.
Yeah.
And after about 5 years, I figured out who not to hire, and what I'm best at. And that all being said, the business just took off, and then it excelled forward from that point.
Good for you. Yeah, I think it is an interesting history and how divergent our paths go. You know, when you step back and look at it, you go, well, wait a minute, I wasn't really planning on doing all this, and bang, here you are.
I wasn't, but that's kind of life. Once you end up putting your foot in the sand and drawing that line on what you're going to do, then you just figure out how to do that. That takes time, and I had to discover my path was different from my father's. He had his way of doing things, and I had to learn my way.
So often that's the case.
It is almost always the case. We can get influenced by others, which is a wonderful thing, but we also need to be looking for our
Peterson, ladies and gentlemen. Peterson Painting is in our small business spotlight today. Terry, let me talk a little bit about branding. You know, my real job is in the area of advertising and marketing, so we pay close attention to business brands, and we help businesses create those brands. And I want to make a supposition here, just an overall generality, that painters, professional painters, oftentimes don't have a very positive brand. And it's troubling, I know, for people who hire painters, and there's all kinds of issues that revolve around that. But I get the sense that here at your business, you're very focused on creating a different brand awareness and a different experience for your customers. Would that be accurate?
It's very accurate, because my father saw this opportunity years ago at Drake. He saw the guys that at that time were painting from the back of their station wagons and the poor reputation that they had. And he saw a wonderful opportunity to rise above that with the professionalism and the knowledge that comes from learning business, learning it academically in school, but more importantly, following through on what you say you're going to do. And that's really the core of this. We can use terms like branding, but if you know who you are and what you do best, and you have integrity, then good things happen. And our philosophy has always been, my dad's and mine, that we want to make sure that we're taking care of our customers and we're serving them well. We don't want to just have the next customer. We want to take care of the ones we've got. And when we do the right things by people in the right way, then positive things happen. Some may call that branding. I just call that doing the right thing.
You know, one of the things that when we talk to small business owners, and we've done hundreds of these interviews, Kerry, over the past 6 years, one of the things that we often hear from the successful small business owner is that it really is all about relationship and relationship marketing, if you can put that word attached to it. It is doing the right thing, and then creating a customer base that will utilize your services, whatever you're selling or whatever your service is, time after time. Is that your experience?
It is. It is a solid characterization of what we experience every day, because we're really looking to make sure people are aware of who we are and what we do. We have bright yellow painting trucks. And when you do the right things and people see you around, they're going to say good things, they're going to talk about you, and then naturally good things are going to happen. And that's going to lead to repeat and referral business, and that is just solid.
You recently moved. You had an office where? In West Des Moines, was
it? Yeah, we first ran the business out of my father's house on 42nd Street in Des Moines. When I came into the business, it grew to a location on 45th and Forest, just west of Drake University, an old corner grocery store. And then as that developed further, we ended up down on Fuller Road and Grand in West Des Moines, a little commercial strip of businesses down in that area that had just what we needed. But business has developed to the point that we needed our own space, both office and warehouse, and we want to have a place that we can do painting at our office seasonally. So in the wintertime, when we lose all of our outside painting, I need to be able to get inside and bring projects back to my shop so that I can do that work during the winter months in a spray booth.
I'm really interested in that segment. So when in the wintertime, when you're not doing outside painting, you're bringing things to your shop?
We can. Kitchen cabinets is a big thing. Entry doors, depending on the size of the project, can all be painted. It's very popular nowadays to convert stained finishes into painted. And so that, when you are doing a floor or a couple of floors at a time, those doors can be taken off. They can be brought back to the shop. We're currently pursuing some relationships with window manufacturers that may want to have some of their windows pre-stained. And so this is a great facility for that as well. That helps us keep our people busy in the slower months of the year. We also tactically will discount our pricing in the winter months so that we can keep our people busy.
Yeah.
And it makes a lot of sense because success is keeping those good people that work hard and have families to feed going. And so we don't focus on profits in the winter. We focus on taking care of our people and our customers.
How many employees do you have, Kerry?
We currently have 15 painters, and we have another estimator, Steve, who started as a crew leader with us and worked his way up through that. I think he may have been here 12 years, and probably for the last three or four, he's been estimating only and completely out of the field work. And so he's doing a great job here. And we see opportunities for some of our senior crew leaders to maybe do some of that estimating as well. So there's great opportunity here.
What would some of the things, some of the challenges in the painting world be? And I'm going to ask you also about the life cycle of a year of a painter.
Sure, sure.
But what are some of the headwinds or some of the challenges a small business owner has, and then in specifically in the business of painting?
Well, firstly, in the painting field, it's a big challenge because we are perpetually burdened, if you will, with that reputation of the typical painting contractor. They don't show up. They don't follow through on what they say they're going to do. But that's also a great opportunity where we can rise above that and have someone available to answer a call, to follow through on a problem. And that makes a big, big difference. Company-wise, you know, our job size is not that great. We may do an average project of, I don't know, $3,500 or so. But that means I'm going to give 1,000 estimates this year, and I will do about 500 painting projects. So there's a lot of turnover in that work in our office. I'm not a broker. We're not subcontracting the work to other painters to do the work on their own. We have all employees, and we can hire and train the best people that way, and then can deliver more accurately on the promises that we give.
Well, I want to ask a question about hiring individuals. You know, we're in a tight labor market situation, and what are you looking for when you're looking to hire an individual? And I think I'll know the answer because I've asked this question dozens and dozens and dozens of times. Would you rather hire somebody that knows everything there is to know about painting, or would you rather hire somebody who is willing to work and work hard?
Well, I can see you do know the answer to that because I'm looking for people that have bills to pay, families to feed, and those people are responsible. And those are the ones that I can teach because they are motivated to take care of their families. I want someone that I can teach to paint. I would rather teach someone what a young person, for example, about painting than to hire someone else's bad habits. And so that goes farther, and you get more loyal people. You pick a good apple from the tree. You don't take the rotten ones from the barrel.
Kerry Peterson, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest on our Small Business Spotlight. Peterson Painting will have, of course, links to all of this up on our radio blog. Give us a sense of the life cycle of a year in the painting business. Now, you do residential, you do commercial as well. So if we start in the first of the year, you guys are bringing stuff in to do indoor painting. Give us that life cycle, how things roll.
Well, the first of the year is coming off the hump of the holidays. After that,
a busy time.
Holidays can be. We find that what we'll do is we'll discount our pricing for work to be done in December and January. So after the holidays are over, you get through January 2nd, we're getting people that have wanted to do things and are just waiting for that right time. So we will send out some direct mail pieces to them and to neighborhoods we do work in. And that will mostly, that's repeat and referral. And then we'll get a lot of interior projects that way. You get into February, we get the Home and Garden Show that will be down there. I presented on the stage twice down there about typical how to pick colors, how trends in the painting field as well. And so that gets us more leads into March. And then we're starting to think about outside sometime later in March. Mm-hmm. That's the busiest time of the year. People have had a hard winter. They've been thinking about their homes, maybe a little worried about getting things prepared and sealed up well on the outside of their buildings or homes. And so that's a big, busy time from then until June. And so we're swamped with estimates and projects that are engaged. Little lull in June and July as the kids are out of school and families aren't thinking as much about their properties or their businesses. But when that's a good time to kind of relax a little bit. And then we get into busier time of the year again, which is the fall. And the fall is the time when everybody is getting a little anxious about getting their home sealed up and their property sealed for the winter months. And so that brings us right to mm-hmm. about the Thanksgiving, and there we are into the holidays again.
Yeah.
So there's a little ebb and flow to things, but we love what we do, and we've figured out the cycles.
Pretty well. Yeah. One of the things, and when you had your open house and your ribbon cutting mm-hmm. Recently, I met a young woman who does coloration help.
She does, yes.
Now, talk to us a little bit about that. I found that to be really interesting.
Well, one of the biggest problems people have is selecting a color. Color trends come and go, and the ones that are upon us now, everybody's talking about. But some people are unsure if they like those. So what happens is when they think about painting and they decide they want to do it, maybe they hire us, then what we will do is we'll offer a no-cost color consultation to send someone in and talk through options. Some people have the desire to do some shopping for color themselves, and maybe they just need to bounce their ideas of color off of somebody. Others have some preconceived objections, and when they have those, then it's a great time to talk with one of those designers about their colors and probe any of those problems. The last thing we want to do is to make our experience with a client rocky. And this is a simple thing that we can do to make sure that we are ironing out any objections they might have and get to the heart of what color is most likely to make them happy.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I would suspect that cancels out some barriers for service, because if you go in, you do a job, and the client says, "Hey, well, I'm not really sure I like this," you know, that could be problematic.
It is very problematic, and what we're looking to create raving fans, customers that are just thrilled about us, and that means from the time they call through the estimate to the color selection, so that and through the final touch-ups, that we have a smooth sailing ship that everybody knows and what to expect.
A different painting company, ladies and gentlemen. I have really enjoyed this, Carrie. Thanks so very much for sitting down with us.
You're very welcome, Michael.
Carrie Peterson, ladies and gentlemen, it is called Peterson Painting. Of course, we will have links up on our radio blog. Hang in there with us. More to come on the Business News Hour. Thank you.